This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 374.5 up a quarter. May, 380.5 up a quarter. July, 386.25 up half. January soybeans, 893.25 up 16.25. March, 894 up 16.25. May, 899 up 15.5. March wheat, 486.75 up 2.75. May, 493 up 2. July, 499 up 1.75. March oats, 226.5 down 1.5. May, 228.25 down 1.5. January soybean meal, 281 up 5.10. March, 282.60 up $5. May, 284.80 up 4.80. January soybean oil, 30.53 up 46. March, 30.79 up 48. May, 31.01 up 48. It's time now for the cash grain report.
This is Friday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mostly higher late Friday afternoon, with soybean futures closing sharply higher. Another weather forecast with warmer and drier forecasts for some of the South American soybean growing areas helped to push soybean values higher. Stronger soybean product values and technical buying at the Board of Trade also supported the higher prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn unchanged to a penny higher at 347 to 361. Soybeans are up mostly 15 cents at 857 to 886. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn unchanged to 1 cent stronger at 355 to 376. Soybeans are 13 to 15 cents higher at 869 to $9. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn unchanged to 5 cents lower at 360 to 387. Soybeans are up 13 to 15 cents at 880 to 899. Wheat closed mostly 3 cents stronger at 387 to 432. Illinois soybean processor cash bids were 10 to 14 cents higher at 892 to 910. Basis levels are 1 to 5 lower at option to 18 over the January. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $273 to $291 per ton. That's up $5.10 per ton, with basis levels unchanged at a minus 8 to a plus 10 over January. Illinois corn processor cash bids were mixed at $3.74 to $3.90. Basis levels were unchanged to a penny lower at option to 16 over the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 3 to 4 cents lower at $3.67 to $3.75. Basis levels are 3 to 4 cents lower at a minus 7 to plus 1 over the March. Soybeans closed mostly 15 cents stronger at 899 to 907. Basis levels were unchanged at 7 to 15 over January. New crop wheat prices were up 2 cents at 424 to 474. Basis levels were unchanged at a minus 75 to minus 25 the July. East St. Louis barge zoning terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 1 cent high, that's 1 cent lower at 387 to 388. These elevators raised their soybean bids 13 to 14 cents at 922 to 923. Soft wheat's 3 cents higher at 412 to 462. Milo was up 1 cent at 360 to 365. Contract bids to producers for January delivery grain. In northern and western Illinois, January shell corn contracts range 349 to 361. January delivery soybean contracts range from 862 to 886. In central Illinois, January shell corn contracts range from 355 to 378. January delivery soybean contracts range 871 to 895. In the southern part of the state, January delivery shell corn contracts range from 360 to 388. January delivery soybean contracts range from 880 up to 898. And June-July delivery wheat for next year at 448 to 474. That concludes Friday's closing grain market summary.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 120.17 up 302. February, 125.57, up 305. April, 128, up 382. January feeder cattle, 148.75, up 450. March, 147.95, up 450. April, 146.67, up 250. February lean hogs, 57.02, up 125. April, 63.85, up 232. May, $73, up 245. It's time now for the Cash Livestock Report.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 18th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 13 cents lower in the range of $44 to $50.75, with a weighted average carcass price of $48.53. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with weak demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 7 to 13, 4 to 5 weights 12 to 15, 5 to 6 weights 13 to 16, and 6 weights and up were 14 to 18. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with weak demand for moderate to heavy offerings, ranging in price from $25 to $31. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 9,884 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 485 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 110 to 116.75. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, they were 101 to 105. And choice slaughter heifers, 107 to 116.75. Onto the slaughter cows, premiums were 80 to 98, breakers were 59 to 69, with some higher dressing at 72.50. Boners were 57 to 64, with the higher dressing 66 to 70. Leans were 52 for the higher dressing and 32 to 43 for average dressing. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 358 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $71.50, and that was $1.74 lower. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 113 to 118, and on a dress basis 184 to 185. Heifers on a live basis traded at 116, and on a dress basis, 184 to 185. Now for the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 110,000, that compared to 113,000 last week and 107,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, cattle still running behind 5.1%. Hog slaughter was estimated at 433,000, that compared to 436,000 last week and 432,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, hog slaughter is running 7.8% ahead. Now from the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $194.14, that was $1.62 lower, with select carcasses at $186.35, that was 81 cents higher. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Along with passing the omnibus spending bill Friday, Congress passed the Protecting Americans from Tax Hikes bill, which includes two important provisions affecting farmers, according to the National Corn Growers Association. The bill will permanently cap small business deductions for capital expenses at $500,000, up from the previous limit of $25,000. The PATH bill also extends the existing bonus depreciation for the purchase of new capital assets for another 5 years at 50% for 2015 through 2017, 40% in 2018, and 30% in 2019. National Corn Growers Association President Chip Bowling said these tax provisions allow farmers to reinvest in their operations and that it has a ripple effect across the entire agriculture industry and rural communities. Up next, we'll hear an update from the Greenville FFA chapter. The chapter has been involved with several projects this year, and Greenville FFA chapter reporter Brooke Krenkel has more details. Brooke, could we start out by having you tell us about yourself, what grade you're in, and what your role is with the Greenville FFA chapter?
I'm a junior at the high school here. I am the Greenville FFA chapter reporter, and some things I like to do is I like to report, as I am the reporter, and I like to ride horses. And I keep everything up to date with our chapter.
And how is your role as reporter going for you so far this year?
It's really good. I've got a lot that I have to do because we just started an FFA Facebook page that everyone can follow. And I have to make a forum every month, and I have to let members and encourage members know what's going on in our chapter.
Well, it sounds like you have several things to do that keep you busy. And we talked briefly beforehand, and the chapter has been involved with a lot, too. And a couple things that you've done so far this year is you had a bicentennial celebration, and you also prepared a homecoming float.
So Greenville turned 200 here on September 6th, and we did a float that the theme was agriculture through the years. And we had, like, an old tractor, a new tractor, people dressed in American Gothic clothing to show, like, the old farmer, and then just other people handing out candy with FFA facts on them. And then our homecoming float, since we play the Hilltoppers, which is Hillsboro, we did Comet Swat the Hilltoppers, and we used cowtails, and we had actual braided cowtails that we were flinging around, and we had all the Comet's athletes on the back of the float, and we handed out cowtails candy.
Sounds like you guys had some good ideas for both of those events. Moving on now to some of the fundraisers that you do. You had a food drive and also a fundraiser that helps raise money for your scholarship program.
Yeah, we had a food pantry collection. One was with the Bond County Menstrual Alliance that had food baskets. And our goal was to collect 300 macaroni and cheese boxes, and we exceeded that by collecting 352. And those will go to needy families in the county. We also had a Harvest for the Food drive that we did with 4-H, Bond County 4-H, and we collected over 430 canned and boxed goods, as well as $1,152 that will all be donated to the Greenville Food Pantry. Another fundraiser that we had was the cheese and sausage sales. We do those twice in the fall, and 15% of those all go to our scholarship for FFA.
So you guys have been very busy, and moving on now, you guys have been competing in some CDEs or career development events. What were some of the names of those contests, and how did you guys place?
So here recently we had our section and state agronomy competition. The team got third overall at the section contest, and they were really close to first. Individuals, Amber Blackman was third, Logan Helmuth placed fourth, and Cole Wall was seventh. Place there at the section agronomy, and the other team members for that were Chad Stearns, JT Teams, and Dalton Kinnear. And I do not have any results at state, but I'm pretty sure that two members, I know Amber Blackman and Chad Stearns, were both around 60th place. They were really close with each other out of a lot of people there. We had our job interview contest. Mitchell Langham went to that. He placed third individual. Green Hand Quiz Bowl was in Pena, Illinois, and they placed third out of all the teams there. Team members were Dalton Kinnear, Cole Wall, Brad Beckert, Gracie Young, and Levi Siebert. And then we also just had, at the beginning of November, the Ag Sales Competition in Pena, and we did really well there. We placed third overall, and Scott Walker placed first, Mitchell Langham eighth, JT Teams placed 10th, and then myself, Brooke Krenkel, placed 11th.
Did you guys have a lot of work preparing for these contests? Is there a lot of studying involved, or how did you guys prepare?
Yeah, there is. For section agronomy, we take home like a box of all these different seeds, and we have to be able to name all of them, and we prepare about 2 weeks ahead. We go back into the shop, and Mr. Zimmerman has all these practice samples that we use that are pretty accurate to what we do at section. So that's why we have our placings usually so well.
other than these contests and everything else that we've already mentioned, you guys have also hosted a blood drive earlier this year, and you participated in an assembly at the school.
The blood drive we had back in October, mainly high schoolers give blood, or teachers, because it's not an open blood drive, it's just to the high school. And we collected 38 pints of blood that day, which is quite significant. And I guess every pint of blood saves a person's life every time that you donate. And then also we had the Veterans Day Assembly, which we did not host this, but it, our Heritage Committee was a part of it. Everyone in the Heritage Committee presented short stories and poems and a PowerPoint about the armed forces and what war was like. And these presenters were Josh Pierce, Mark Ayers, Cheyenne Holvey, Ashley Manning, and Taylor Gaffner.
Something coming up next week, of course, Christmas is on Friday, but you guys also have a sort of Christmas party or something that you put together meals for.
We do this every year. We collect Christmas meals and box them up, have them all prepared for everything that's a necessity for Christmas, like a hammer, a turkey, mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, stuffing, etc., all for Christmas. And we deliver them to Bond County families in need. So we will go out to Sereno or Pocahontas or places here in Greenville. And we also are having a Christmas party right after that. And we will do like a Secret Santa. We'll do a scavenger hunt and some other Christmas games after we deliver all the boxes.
Do a large group of FFA members usually help out with these activities? Or is it a smaller group? Or what usually happens?
When it comes to the Christmas meals, years before, there's normally about 15 of us, but now that since we're having a Christmas party this year, we're probably expecting a better turnout of people to come help, just because a lot of people either couldn't come in just for 2 hours, either they needed to stay longer, but no one would be here. So now since we're having this for like 5 hours, people can actually come stay and help with it. So it'll probably have a better turnout this year than it has in years before. But normally, yes, we have plenty of people to help with it.
Okay. And last but not least, you guys have been doing a lot of different things throughout the school year, but you are going to be hosting a contest in January.
Yes, we normally host this contest. It's parliamentary procedure. It's basically a competition of how to run a meeting. It's very fast-paced. You have about 10 minutes to complete a whole meeting and all these motions. Normally, our Greenville chapter does very good at parliamentary procedure. We have been to state a few times, and last year we went placed third at district and placed first at our section. So it's probably going to be something that has a good turnout this year as well.
Once again, Greenville FFA chapter reporter Brooke Crankle. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.